Hi everyone, Shabbat Shalom. Okay, this is why I'm doing this video. This video is all about the restoration of scriptures, true name edition. Okay? I have been telling people for years that the best translation you can ever read, if you want the truth, is the restoration of scriptures, true name edition. But this is what they tell me. This is like, the way they think, it's a new Bible. Actually, this is a very old Bible, even though it's new, because it's coming from the original manuscripts. But they are telling me, how is that? The King James is the best. The King James and all its errors, got a lot of errors. And then they say the King James is the best. How God is going to let that happen? Well, in scriptures it says that would happen. If you read Jeremiah 8 verse 8, this is another restoration of scriptures. I got lots of them. Jeremiah 8 verse 8 says, how do you say we are wise and the Torah of Yahuwah is with us? See, certainly the lying pen of the scribes has made a falsehood. The lying pen of the scribes have made a falsehood. So yes, your King James Bible come from the Masoretic text, which the Masoretic is really anti-Messiah, what you would say anti-Christ. So I'm going to read you, because I don't want to talk too much. I'm just going to go straight to the point. Since you say that, the restoration of scriptures is a new Bible, it's a new thing. That new translation, well, actually is not new, because the sources, it is new, but it's restored. The sources where this Bible comes from, the restoration of scriptures, I am going to read you the sources. Where your King James Bible come from? You tell me who translated it. You tell me, where does it come from? The Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition. I'm going to read it to you in the Bible. It says, the first source for this wonderful Bible, is the LXX, the Septuagint. What is the LXX? The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the actual Hebrew Tanakh, done circa 200 to 150 BCE by 70 Hebraic scholars from Jerusalem. Far more reliable than the doctorated rabbinic anti-Messiah Masoretic text. Yes, the King James Bible is anti-Messiah, guys. The other source is the Peshitta. The Peshitta is the Aramaic Renewed Covenant, the real one. The first one is in Aramaic. It was written in Aramaic, not in Greek. The Greeks are translations. Okay? So the Peshitta. So see, the thing is, you got to go to the right source. Okay? Because they want you to believe all these things. The Peshitta is the Aramaic Renewed Covenant. The other source is the Shem Tov Matthew. The Shem Tov Matthew is a Middle Age Hebrew text claiming to be derived directly from the ancient original Hebrew Matthew. Next source, the Old Syriac. The Old Syriac is a Middle Age Aramaic translation derived from a Greek manuscript, not having the authority or legitimacy of the Aramaic Peshitta, possibly the original documents of the Renewed Covenants. The original documents of the Renewed Covenant, or what you call the New Testament, is the Peshitta, Aramaic. Next source, the SP, the Samaritan Pentateuch, or Torah. The manuscript most venerated by the Samaritans, from which all other copies are reported to originate. The copy was written by Joshua, son of Nun, as seen in Joshua chapter 8, verse 32 and 34. It is claimed to be the first Torah written in the Holy Land. Its reputed antiquity traced back to the very earliest day of the Israelite experience, gives the scroll a praise of honor within the Samaritan community, and is reported to be the oldest known Paleo-Hebrew Torah. Paleo-Hebrew Torah, not this new Hebrew, which they added vowels, they added points. Okay, now, many verses match the LXX, the Septuagint, and the DSS, the Dead Sea Scroll, far better than the Masoretic. That's what you're reading. You're reading the Masoretic text. There's no Masoretic in this right here, guys. There is the LXX, there is a Peshitta, there is a Shem Tov Matthew, there is the Old Syriac, there is a Samaritan Pentateuch, and for the last one, is the Quatuor Dekim. The Quatuor Dekim is, or the translation of the 14, including Ezra. See Nehemiah 8, verse 7 and 8. The 14 translated the Paleo-Hebrew into Aramaic block letters in 445 BCE. As Hebrew was mostly no longer understood after the Babylonian captivity, all modern manuscripts in all languages, including the LXX, the Septuagint, and the Masoretic text, come from the Quatuor Dekim. Only the Paleo-Hebrew Torah preserved by the Samaritans differs. The Samaritans did not keep any other books, only the Torah. Ezra and the Quatuor Dekim made many key changes to the SP, the Samaritan Pentateuch, as confirmed in the DSS, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and sometimes in the LXX, the Septuagint. So there you go. This is the sources where the Restoration of Scriptures True Name Edition comes from. I just felt led to do this because there's a lot of people talking in ignorance. Guys, study. Study to show yourself approved. Guess what? When that verse was written, when that letter was written, study to show yourself approved unto Yahuwah, there was no New Testament written. So what is Paul telling you to study? The Torah. Okay, so stop talking without studying, guys. You got to study. You got to study. You got to research the Restoration of Scriptures True Name Edition. Okay, now,